Parents defend controversial decision on trust fund daughter. 5th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Seattle, Washington. Paris is a 19-year-old American girl afflicted with a disorder called trust fund encephalopathy, a form of financially induced emotional retardation, which confines her to her vacuous life, unable to think, talk sense, walk rather than drive, or even keep herself sober. She is fed through her nose, and doctors say her social growth is that of a 7-year-old. Her parents, Pounding Bat Sodomy and Felicia Cuntington Kennedy, called Paris Mattress Angel because she stays wherever she gets laid, most of the time on her back. She's been a source of concern to them because they were afraid one day she would grow up to be an adult, making it problematic for them to trust her apparently absent good sense to take care of her ass now. They approached the financial doctors at Seattle National Bank for a solution. So, over the last few years, Paris has been receiving a treatment called personal growth attenuation, a financial therapy designed to stunt empathetic development. She underwent a hysteriaectomy to prevent possible growth of a social concern or conscience, and was put on high doses of subsidy. The treatment is expected to ensure her depth will be kept around 2 inches, and her weightiness about that of a feather for the rest of her life. In normal circumstances, and without the massive doses of financial treatment, she would have risked almost normal depth and relevance. Paris's parents say their decision was governed by their intention to give maximum care, facilitate more interaction with Paris's twin sister, Jenna, and give more loving attention and control as they carry her around. You said this. Okay, I guess this is her parents saying this. Quote, Paris has not shown material progress in her emotional ability since she was 3 years of age. She's dependent on us in every way, including position change in politics. She can't hold a drink, and we're not even sure she recognizes us. Unquote. They recount how alert Paris is and how she enjoys music, or something sort of like music, and they say she's been dealt a challenging hand. Quote, the least we can do as her leash pullers is to be diligent about maximizing her quality of life. Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering through this nominated article.